गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महापतन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाये कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने। टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे। टुडे इज द बर्थडे ऑफ वन ऑफ अ वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग आचार्य
डिसअपीयरेंस के
डिसअपीयरेंस ऑफ अ वेरी लर्निंग आचार्य इन और डिसिप्लिन ऑर्डर आफ्टर विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर। He has sept the Gaudiya Vaishnav. He was born in Odisha near Puri, and in his boyhood he became so learned and famous person. He read all the Vedas, Upanishads, Shruti, Puran, everything. And then he went to Udupi in South India, where Madhvacharya has a very big seat there, center. He also learned so many things there, and he came to again Siddhampuri. Now he was so much famous that he wanted to conquer all the pandits, learned person in whole India. But when come to Jagannathpuri, a very renowned Gaudiya Vaishnav, but he was Nishkinchan Vaishnav, having nothing, only door or coffin, only clothes, very little clothes. When he went to him, he was treated like a student. He became a student of Gaudiya Vaishnav. He forget all his learnings and Vedanu Upanishad, and he fell flat on the feet of that Acharya. He was in the line of Shyamananda Prabhu line. And then he took Diksha, renunciation.
Initiation.
And then he came to Vrindavan, and he became the student of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I was searching you, waiting you. Come on and see Ganga Mata and all. So he came to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Vrindavan, and he became a student of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Here he read all the books of our Goswami, especially he read from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Shat Sandarbha. You know Shat Sandarbha of
Jiva
Goswami. In the meantime, you can say it. At the same time, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was so old, more than 80 years old. In Jaipur, there was a meeting in which Sri Sampradaya, means Ramanujacharya, disciples of Ramanuj, and embark, they told that Gaudiya Sampradaya is not bona fide Sampradaya anyway. We cannot give respect to Gaudiya Vaishnava. There are four kinds of Vaishnavas. Sri Brahma Rudra Shanak. Sri means coming from Lakshmi, that is Ramanuj, coming from Brahma Madhvachar, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, in that we are. And then one Sampradaya coming from Rudra Shankar, they became Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. And coming from Sanak Sanandan Sanatan for Kumar, this Sampradaya was known as Nimbaditya Sampradaya. And after that, Nimbark Sampradaya. There are four disciplic lines to achieve love in the lotus feet of Krishna. So they refuse to take Gaudiya Vaishnava, any of them, because they have no Vedanta Bhashya, no explanation of Vedanta written by Vyasadeva. And also there is a question that we don't agree to take the relation of Radha and Krishna because they were not married. If he can take, we can take Rukmini and Krishna, Satyabhama and Krishna, because they were married to Krishna. But anywhere is not written in authentic books that Srimati Radhika was married to Krishna. So it is wrong to worship Radha and Krishna. We should not. So they took the deity of Srimati Radhika from Govinda Dev in Jaipur. Then the Maharaja of the King of Jaipur and the devotees who were there, they went to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Vrindavan and told that it is a very grave situation. You should save Gaudiya Vaishnava, otherwise Gaudiya Vaishnava will be ruined forever. Vishwanath Chakravarti replied that, I am so old, I cannot go living Vrindavan in any way. I have taken Kshetra Sannyas like Gadadhar Pandit in Puri. I will never leave Vrindavan. I will remain in Vrindavan. So he told his student, Baldev Vidyabhushan, go and you should put these argus that I am telling to you. And he gave energy and some documents that Gaudiya Vaishnava belongs to Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. He went with a disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He was very lean, thin, a person like this, very lean and thin, and not so tall and body like that, very lean thing. When he reached there, and a very big meeting was there, so many renowned learned person from Ramanandi Sampradaya, Ramanuj, Ramanandi, and from Nimbark Sampradaya, but only one, this little boy was there from Gaudiya Vaishnava. They told that, who will argue by the side of Gaudiya Vaishnava? He told that, I, the Das of Krishna and the Das of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I can speak behalf of Gaudiya Vaishnava. They told the argument that Srimati Radhika cannot be in the left side of Krishna, they will not be worshipped. If you want to worship, you can worship Satyabhama Rukmini and Krishna. Dwarkadhish Krishna Valli. Or alone Krishna. And you are out of any four sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya. You should give any document or any proof that you are in any of the four sampradaya. Then he at once stood up in the meeting. And he argued in Sanskrit language, pure Sanskrit language, and so high class of language and philosophical terms that all were astonished. And he gave so many proofs that Srimati Radhika is more better, more
superior
than Satyabhama and Rukmini. He began to argue the argument of Srila Rupa Goswami from Bhakti Rasami Sindhu and all others. They were astonished to hear. He told that Madhur Ras is divided into two, Swakiya and Parkiya. Swakiya are inferior, like Dasi, controlled by Krishna. And if Krishna will tell, they will have to give up the palace of Krishna. Oh, get out from here. Then Rukmini and Satyabhama will and they will begin to cry devil. Whereas in Vrindavan, and the groups of Vrindavan, the supremacy of Srimati Radhika is there. She will tell Krishna, go out from this kunj. And she will order the sakhis, Krishna should not come to me unless he is begging. Then Krishna comes and fell flat on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and beg pardons. I will never do like this. Srimati Radhika will tell that very great thief or dhurta, you know?
Cheater.
Dhurta, and she will abuse anything she likes. And Krishna will hear. Like he is taking amrita,
nectar,
drinking nectar. We have so many examples in Brihat Bhagavatamritam that Satyabhama Rukmini always carrying order of Krishna, but they cannot order Krishna. So Krishna is controlled by gopis, not by them. He is Parashakti. You know Parashakti? Supreme power of Krishna. Krishna is
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Personality of Godhead. And Srimati Radhika is Supreme Personality of power, potency, energy. Krishna cannot do anything without Srimati Radhika. They are undivided. Anyone cannot divide. Like a fire and his heat cannot be separated. So Radhika and Krishna cannot be separated in any way. Satyabhama and Rukmini are only part and parcel of Srimati Radhika, Kaya Vyuha. Manifestations of Srimati Radhika. Lakhs and lakhs, Lakshmi, Uma, Rama, Brahmani can come out from the
hairs of from the hairs of Srimati Radhika. Lakhs and lakhs. So it is well told in Brahma Sanghita, Gopal Tapini, he gave the examples of all. He quoted a slok from Padma Puran. Radhika Paradevata. What is slok?
Devi Krishnamayi
Prokta. Devi Krishnamayi Prokta.
Radhika Paradevata.
Radhika Paradevata. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sambohini Para. He quoted this slok. He has quoted so many slokes and mantras from Vedas and all these things. Then they accepted the theory of Balladitya Bhushan. Oh, you are right. But we cannot agree, we cannot take it in evidence. If you can show any bona fide explanation of Vedanta, he told that I want one day. And he came to Govindaji and he prayed, Govindaji, in a day how can a bhashya of Vedanta can be done? So you should please mercifully do it. I can write and you can speak. Then he began, Govinda began to tell. And he began to write. In a night, everything was done magically. So marvelous, more than all Govinda Bhashya, Sharirik, of Sankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Anubhashya, Ramanuj, Sri Bhashya, Nimbarkacharya, Parijatabhashya, everything. He cut the arguments of all Govinda Dev himself. And it was ready in a night. He took that Govinda Bhashya on his head and came to the learned
assembly
and he kept there. Oh yes, this is Govinda Bhashya. Govinda has himself dictated and I have written. They began to saw, began to see, they looked after pages, and so marvelous. Equipped with so many examples of all Shastra, Ved, Upanishad and everything. They were defeated and they were bound to accept the Bhashya and told that, yes, now you are in Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava Sampradaya. All arguments were of Vishwanachakarti Thakur. And he proved that we are in Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya Sampradaya and this is the best Sampradaya, especially in Kali Yuga. Those who will not follow this Sampradaya, they will be out of Sampradaya. And this is the supreme first class Vaishnava Sampradaya, more than Ramanuj and all other Sampradaya. All accepted this point. Again Srimati Radhika was placed in the
left side of
Govindadev. Even the same Govindadev and Srimati Radhika is there and worship. Abaldev Bhushan was not there, or Gaudiya Vaishnava, Gaudiya this Sampradaya would have been rejected by all the learned persons. So we are debtor to this Mahapurush, Abaldev Bhushan. We should note this fact and know, we should know what arguments he had placed there. Without this, we cannot be bona fide Vaishnava. Will have to learn all these things. And they can be only achieved by the bona fide Rashik and Siddhantavida Vaishnava, those who know all these philosophy.
একজন যদি আগে বিয়ে করে করতে যাবে বিবাহ দেখাতো যদি অন্য অন্য কান্ট্রি যাবে, যেমন মথায় বলেছিলেন
ইংল্যান্ড নাও সো মচ রেইন হি ওয়েন্ট টু আ ভেরি ডেন্স ফরেস্ট উইথ সো মেনি ল্যাক্স অ্যান্ড ল্যাক্স কাউস. He saw at once that day is very cloudy and heavy rain is coming just now. He was thinking that hard to do. In the meantime, a very Kishori girl of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, very little, she came and did like so. Give me, not told anything but like this. And Krishna at once came in her hands. Nanda Maharaj was watching, looking, what is going on. He saw that this girl took Krishna and went in a dense forest and disappeared. And at once Krishna became of 14 years and Srimati Radhika became of 13 years, very Kishore. Lalita, Vishakha, all Ashtasakhis were there. They sat under Bhandir Vat near Jamuna bank. And at once Brahma, four-headed Brahma, came and he began to recite Ved mantras. And he told them to
exchange their garlands.
And he recited mantra of marriage.
According to Gandharva rule.
There they were married. But not prominent, otherwise supremacy of Madhur Parakya Bhav will go away. So he did not prominently. We should know that in Golok Vrindavan they live in the same Parakya Bhav, but there Krishna and they are undivided there and sometimes divided there for Vilas. They are marriage there. No? Marriage there. If a person is married in London and he will be transferred to Leicester, he has no need to again married here. Understand this?
They will be different countries.
If the pair goes to India to show Indians that we are married, they will have not again be married there. They should not. Because they are married at all. So Krishna and Srimati Radhika is always one thing. When they come to Braja, Prakat Braj, there is no need to again be married. They are in Parakya Rasa. They are also here also. But we should know that it is more than marriage. In marriage, a lady becomes maid servant and Purush becomes master. So, in Parakya Rasa not, as a friend there, forever. So Krishna cannot tell that you should go away from my home. Srimati Radhika will tell that you are not supporting me. No? I am not in your home. So it depends on so high quality of prem there. So, he proved all these things. Again, we are coming to Ganga Mata. In India, in eastern India, there was a king
of Putia,
there is a name of any kingdom. he has a very beautiful daughter. And from beginning he was worshipping Krishna as his husband. No one has told that he is your husband, but he ate. And she was very learned from boyhood. His father and mother gave so many
opportunity
to worship and to train like devotees. When she became of 12 years or more than that, 14th, then her father wanted to give her marriage to any beautiful prince, but she denied flatly. I have taken Krishna as my husband. I will never marry again. If he'll do, I will die. He also requested, that I should be sent to Vrindavan. Here Govinda Devi is my husband. I want to meet him. Without him I cannot live a day. At last, father and mother agreed to this point. Anyhow, they sent her to Vrindavan. At that time, only there was walking on foot going to Vrindavan. About 2,000, more than that, 3,000 miles. She walked on foot, being a princess, and she came to Vrindavan. At that time, Rupa Goswami has entered in his Golok Vrindavan Dham, disappeared, Sanatan Goswami, or Jiva Goswami also. In Govinda Dev temple, there was a priest, but he was the disciple of Rupa Goswami, and he was worshipping there. He was so bona fide Vaishnava, very learned person, and very rasic like Rupa Goswami. Not like, but in the similar, same line. She came to him and fell flat on the lotus feet of that Krishna Das Babaji, or I don't remember name. And she told that, I want to take shelter in your lotus feet. Please give me shelter. And began to weep loudly. He was not ready. But anyhow, when he saw her earnest desire and firm belief and a strong all these things, then his heart melted and he was agreed to accept him as his disciple. He made only one disciple, not any other. At that time he was about 15 or 16, very beautiful. He told that, how you will be in Vrindavan? I go to Veg and bring some chapatis. I give to Thakur and take. I cannot take any responsibility for you. You should do it yourself. He gave up all the princess dresses and became a straight beggar. And he took very little sari, white, not so glazing, and what doing pressed, not all this. Very simple, very simple. So anyone cannot see that way. She is a princess. But in a very short time, she became so dear to his Gurudev. And she became bona fide and learned Vaishnavi, Param Vaishnavi. But yet she was so beautiful. This was his but disqualified
disqualification for disqualification
for a woman to being alone anywhere, it is very dangerous. Boys can go everywhere naked or anywhere, but it is a very big task for very beautiful ladies to be in Vrindavan and to bathe and to recite and to do Harinam. Very. So anyhow, see, he called her one more disciple. She was so aged, afforded, and he gave her his hand in his hand, that you should look after. And when I give class, you should both come to me, with all so many persons, devotees. And she became of 24, his Gurudev told that you should go to Radha Kunda, back door to door, and what I told to you, you should take in your life, chanting 3 lakh names, always reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet, Jugal Geet, all these things. Perhaps you know these things or not. Very high class of. Perhaps you know these things or not. Very high class of affection in them. How gopis and Krishna used to meet and how to
separate.
And feeling this separation. Everything is there. She went there with her elder
God sister.
Begging door to door, living anywhere, any hut, very simple, drive
chapati.
Horse, sometimes gram, you know,
chana. Chitti flour.
Without namak.
No salt.
No masala, nothing.
No spices.
No ghadi, no chain, no very beautiful dress, nothing, very simple. Sometimes taking nothing, sometimes taking a very, very little sleep and sometimes no sleep at all. Always Hare Krishna, tears in eyes. Again Gurudev called that I want to order you, that now I am so old, I will live very soon. Well, you should go to Puri. Sarvam Bhattacharya ruin. No one knows that where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvam Bhattacharya meet. So you should go. And you should again make this place so famous. She went on foot to Jagannath Puri. Passing through very dense forests. She never cared for anything. She went there. She went to the dead place. And there she began to read Srimad Bhagavatam, explain Srimad Bhagavatam. The line of Rupa Goswami, Gopal Bhatta, Raghunath Bhatta, and all the devotees began to assemble in that meeting, assembly. One day, the king of Puri, Odisha, he also came and heard. He became so astonished. How learned she is, and how rashi, knowing all Bhakti Rasami Sindhu and all the books, all the theories of Rupa Goswami. In the meantime, one day, today this day, this is the day. The birth of day of Ganges. All they are going to take bath in Ganges nearby. About 400 miles from there. She also wanted to go to Ganges to take bath. But she could not go. Because Jyoti was there. She was very worried for this. In the meantime, in the midnight, a sound came. Like har 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 har.
Water current.
Water current. And she saw that a current is coming very
strong.
Strong force. And so many persons, lakhs and lakh persons there.
Taking bath there.
Taking bath in Ganges. Ganga Devi ki.
Devi Suresh.
He also went to take bath. But by current, he was taken to Jagannath temple. Inside. And door was closed. Even she reached there. In the morning, when Pujari came, he saw that door was closed. But anyone is in the inside.
Someone is.
Some police, SP and all others there.
Called.
And himself king was called. The biggest priest was called. And in that font,
presence,
lock was
opened.
Opened. And they saw that this lady was there. Ganga Mata.
At
that time she was
Sati Devi.
Sati Devi, not Ganga Mata. After that, they asked that how you can? You have come to theft the, to stole away the
ornament
of Jagata. Less and less crore is rupee. The value of that. Hira Javaharat means
diamond
and all kinds of. They kept the
prison
and they decided to give it in prison and she was given. In the night, the king saw a dream. You should go just there. Jagannath Dev came in the dream and told. And kept this lady out of jail and she should be sent to her own place. And you, with your priests and generals, also you should go to her, beg pardon, and you should be discipled of that lady. Otherwise, I will
rest all of your dynasty, everything.
Everything, I will smash all these things and assets. And he got up from the bed and ran away to jail and he took that lady out of the jail and very
politely
he did for that and she was returned to his own place and next day Raja came with his all
ministry
priests they came to that lady Sati Devi and they said flowers on the lotus feet of that lady and they begged pardon and told that Jagannath has told that I should take with all I should be initiated by you. I am not initiated anyone, I cannot. Then Jagannath Dev came in dream and told that order that you should initiate also. Radha, the king wanted to give her some portion of kingdom. But she said, I don't want anything. But yet, she managed to give some rice, dal, puri, kachauri, and all other things. Okay. She is given to Jagannath. And even
gestation is going on there. And after that, she was begun to call
Ganga Mata Goswami.
Ganga Mata Goswami. Many very short histories there also. You know, Jaipur, a deity was there, but not worshipped well. Sometimes she was given proper all these things, offerings and everything, bhogra. But sometimes it was overlooked. So he gave dream to that old Vaishnava that you should take me to get to Orissa, and you should give me to that lady Ganga Mata. And if you are not doing so, I will destroy everything. She took that deity, Shyam Rai. Shyam Rai is Krishna. Ashyamarai is Srimati Radhika. She took in a basket there and came to Puri. He went to that Ganga Mata Thakurani and she requested that this Shyam Rai has come from Jaipur and told me to take me to that Ganga Mata. She replied slightly that I cannot do this. I am doing bhav seva, not I am going to achieve any deity. I will not do it. Like Rupa Goswami, like Raghunath and all others. Bhav seva is more superior than money doing archana. So he flatly replied. So what to do? He kept the deity secretly in the garden of Tulsi garden. There was a very dense growth of Tulsi and he kept there and ran away. Next day, Thakur gave what? Dream. That I am here, I have not taken anything.
I am so hungry, thirsty.
So you should come and take me and give me all these things. She came and saw, oh, Thakurji is here. She took the deity in her lap and she kept him in the mandi. And same day, big festival was done, abhishek of Thakurji was done. It's still so, today is the birthday of Ganga Mata Thakuran and yes, the parents' day of Evil Vedo Dragon. Both are bona fide Vaishnava. They should not dishonor any Vaishnava in any way. They should dishonor. You will also be ruined by that offense. You should not do any offense to any devotee. You should always remember this. And you want it. We have come only to develop our love, affection to Krishna. We have not come for anything else. Our object should be like this. If we are not increasing our love, affection to Krishna and Radha, then everything is like zero. We have not come to please any person. We have come to please my Gurudev and my Holy Master and Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try to accept all these things. Then you can develop your Krishna brain. And especially to Sri Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Premanande.